Our spiritual master is Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. I would like to explain something about the Ratha Yatra festival we just observed and about the Krishna consciousness philosophy and how it can be applied in the modern world. The Ratha Yatra festival is to promote God consciousness. And in the Vedic scripture, the name of God is given as Krishna. There are many names of God, and the name Krishna in Sanskrit is translated as the all-attractive Supreme Person. So, the Supreme Lord is the Supreme Controller of everything, and His desire is that all living beings be happy and live with Him in the eternal spiritual world. So somehow or other we are now in forgetfulness of God in this material world, and we are facing so many man-made dilemmas. So in order to rescue us from our spiritual ignorance, God sends help in the form of bona fide scriptures and devotees. Sometimes He sends His representatives or Son of God, and sometimes He comes Himself. When God appears in the mortal world, that is known as avatar or incarnation of God. So the Ratha Yatra festival depicts one of the activities of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Person, when He incarnated in this world 5,000 years ago. His mission was to give knowledge of God to people in general. Krishna did this especially through the teachings known as the Bhagavad Gita, and through His superhuman activities. So Krishna appeared in this world in a place called Vrindavan, India. And that place is still there today. It is very special because in Vrindavan, Krishna displayed the activities of the eternal spiritual world. And He did that with His most intimate, pure devotees, liberated souls. In the course of Krishna's divine mission, He left Vrindavan and performed activities elsewhere. Now this Ratha Yatra chariot ride depicts a time many, many years later from Krishna's original appearance in the world, when He rejoined with His dear devotees from Vrindavan. The occasion was a very rare natural phenomena. There was a solar eclipse, and millions of people gathered in a place called Kurukshetra in India. Among them were Krishna's devotees from Vrindavan. So the mood of this festival is that Krishna appeared and rejoined and saw again His intimate devotees. He appeared along with His brother and sister on three chariots, just as today the first chariot was Lord Jagannath, that is Krishna. Lord Jagannath means Lord of the Universe. It is another name for God. And His brother also appeared, Balaram, who is actually in the third cart, and the second cart is Subhadra. So the devotees of Vrindavan had been in great anxiety of love, being separate from Krishna for so many years. Krishna assured them of His love on rejoining with them on this chariot occasion, but He also reminded them that there was no reason to feel forgetfulness of God, even if He is not personally present. Because Actually, God is everywhere by His energy. We all see every day the sun. We all every day taste water. These natural elements are energies of God. And coming from God, they are not different than Him. Therefore, one can remember God simply by knowing the science of how everything is coming from Krishna or God. Of course, this requires devotion. So Krishna assured His devotees of Vrindavan that He was always with them so long as they remembered Him. This message is applicable to us today in the material world, that we can remember God. We may have different activities and different walks of life, but by hearing about God or taking part, for example, in a festival like Rath Yatra, chanting the names of God, in learning from the spiritual master or representative of God how to engage all our activities in service to the Supreme, we will never be forgetful of Krishna or God, and we will be reunited with Him. So the devotees of Vrindavan were very reassured to see Krishna and hear this message from Him, but they requested Krishna to please return with them to Vrindavan. So for those who understand Krishna, this occasion is very dear, as it promotes feelings of remembrance of God and love of God. Now, by the grace of our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, we have brought this Rath Yatra festival, this occasion for remembering God, to Washington, D.C. The Rath Yatra has been performed after the original appearance of Krishna in His chariots. It has been performed year after year in Jagannath Puri in India for literally thousands of years. But it was especially 500 years ago that a great impetus was given to Rath Yatra and remembrance of Krishna by the appearance of another incarnation of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, who appeared in Bengal, India. Lord Chaitanya appeared as a pure devotee of the Lord, and he emphasized, along with his own ecstatic participation in the chanting and dancing of Rath Yatra procession, he emphasized the chanting of holy names of God. This method, easy method of meditating on God by chanting His names, puts us in direct association with the Supreme and reveals to us our own nature of blissfulness. Before the parade today, Mr. Sargent from the Washington Post interviewed me and asked me, why are these devotees before us jumping and dancing?
Get the keys?
I said, they're happy.
Hold this.
Why are they happy? Why are they jumping? He said. I said, they're feeling spiritual pleasure. And this pleasure is dormant within each person.
Hold this. Just hold it. Don't turn it.
Sometimes people, they become enthusiastic, cheering for their football team connected with their college or university. So that is a kind of material enthusiasm, a temporary thing. But we all have within us unlimited pleasure when that pleasure is awakened in connection with Krishna or God. So Lord Chaitanya, he taught that we can awaken this pleasure of the spiritual life just by chanting the names of God. As some of you may know, being familiar with Indian philosophy and yoga, there are many different techniques of meditation and yoga. But Lord Chaitanya taught, according to the scriptures, that in the present age, these techniques are not possible. To be rightly performed, they require great austerities. Mostly one has to retire to a very private, secluded place, a holy place like a mountain, Himalaya, or a holy river, Ganges. And without any other association of human beings, he has to practice very, very strict austerities and abstinence from sex life, and even sometimes they don't even eat.
So this is very difficult for anyone in the modern age to go for hundreds of years to practice like that, without family connection, without any occupation except to meditate. That is because the present age is called the age of Kali, the age of quarrel. The Vedic calendar informs us that the universe moves through very long periods of time, which are comparable to seasons, like winter, the summer, and fall, and spring. These seasons each last hundreds of thousands of years. The first season is a very auspicious one, of the first millennium, in which most people are godly, in which life is very simple. People live a long time, and they have great capacity for meditation. Progressive ages see the deterioration of spiritual qualities. So by seasonal millennium change, we are now in the worst age. Although it is an age of technological advancement, and historians tell us that we are now at the most advanced stage, actually, spiritually, we are not advanced. The people of this age are described as having short life duration, being lazy, being cheated, being always disturbed. So it's not a good age for taking the spiritual practices. So Lord Chaitanya, by giving us the easy method of chanting names of God, has made spiritual advancement possible for people in this age. Now this movement, Krishna consciousness, as taught by Lord Chaitanya, as taught by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, is not meant for a limited group of people. It is per se not actually a religion in terms of sectarian religion like Hindu, Christian, Muslim. It is the pure dynamic principle of devotional love of God and can be practiced by any person with any religious background anywhere in the world. Lord Chaitanya said you may chant any name of God as you find it in your religion. There are thousands of names, and by this practice, chanting, dancing, in this way you can associate with Krishna. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya said that it should be spread all over the world. Since he appeared in India, he encouraged everyone born in the land of India should take this gift and distribute it to others as welfare work, because it is the highest benefit to human beings. And he also predicted that it would be spread to every town and village of the world. But although this prediction was made, no one came forward in the Indian culture to take it away out of that country and spread it to places that seemed very unlikely, like the Western countries. Although starting from over 100 years ago, different swamis and yogis have come to America, none of them taught this pure Krishna consciousness. They sometimes taught something concocted, something that was not applicable for the present age. And no one actually took it up. And no one knew about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It wasn't until our spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, came to America in 1965 that these pure eternal teachings arrived. We have to appreciate what Srila Prabhupada went through to bring this Krishna consciousness to these shores. He came alone at an advanced age of 71 without any money or patronage in a foreign country where these pure habits and knowledge of Krishna were completely unknown. Of course, America is not a land devoid of religion. America was founded on freedom of religion, and in so many government slogans, God is referred to. We take it that the founding fathers did so with some sincerity, feeling dependent on the grace of God to make this land prosper. Therefore, we have the saying, even on the currency of the country, in God we trust. So it is not that Prabhupada was coming to a country where there was no religious heritage. but it is a fact that religion has deteriorated in this country. Real religious principles, principles like austerity, mercifulness, cleanliness, truthfulness, are more and more absent as Americans take up the standard of material enjoyment without restriction and attempting to enjoy materially unlimitedly. So it is actually a very dangerous age, an age of spiritual vacuum. And although there are many religious sects, Srila Prabhupada's entrance was very much needed. Therefore, although he was alone, when he began his preaching activity, many young people came forward. People who had no material wants, who belonged to different religions, but who felt a need for something higher. And in this way, the Krishna consciousness movement began as Srila Prabhupada chanted in different parks and gained a following. So in a few short years, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness has spread to many centers around the United States and all over the world. One of its functions is to do this Rath Yatra festival because it was introduced by Srila Prabhupada. So this is the first time in Washington, but it is held in many, many places. And this year in Calcutta, India, the ISKCON Rath Yatra drew 2.1 million people and was even bigger than the thousands of years tradition festival performed in Jagannath Puri. It is becoming so popular because of the pure practice of chanting the names of God after Lord Chaitanya. So we have also been billing this festival as a parade for peace. War and conflict is always present with us in the material world. And in the recent times, it has assumed the most threatening dimensions by the introduction of nuclear weapons, so that it appears we are threatened with extinction of life by the unleashing of these horrible weapons. Everyone wants peace. So the Krishna consciousness philosophy offers a formula for peace. This is based on principles of God consciousness. The difficulty is that men are encroaching on property that is actually not their possession. And by doing that, they are breaking laws of nature. When you encroach on another's property by state law, there is some punishment. There are also laws in the universe, laws of God. And when they are broken, there is punishment. There is fight, prompted by the material nature. The actual proprietorship of everything in this world is that it belongs to God. But man does not recognize this, and therefore he becomes entangled in the material nature. So unless we recognize the supreme proprietorship of God, there will always be conflict. God is the controller and the owner, not only of this planet, but of all the universes, including this insignificant planet, Earth. So man has to give up his false proprietorship. We have to recognize that God is the supreme controller, the well-wisher of all living entities, and he is the object of all sacrifice. In other words, whatever work that is done in this world should be offered to the true proprietor. Unless these principles are introduced, political conferences or deterrence strategies will be of no avail. So therefore, Rath Yatra, God consciousness teachings, are very important. It is not just a religious ritual, but it is a science that has to be understood by all people seeking peace. When we fight, even on an individual or a collective basis, the fighting is due to some kind of conflict of interest. And this conflict of interest is always based on material differences. Just like the wars going on between Iran and Iraq, or war between Israel and Palestine, war between England and Argentina, or proposed war between Russia and the United States. These are all based on differences, sometimes bodily, ideological, economic. But in Krishna consciousness, there is a basis to see equally all people. And that basis is described by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, where he says that a wise person, he sees all different persons of different bodily designation with equal vision. For example, in society there is an intellectual kind of person, a laborer, and then there are outcast persons in society, and there are also subhumans, like dogs and cats and elephants. But a person who is self-realized, he sees all these creatures as the same. He doesn't see them in terms of their bodily distinction, because he sees the spiritual soul within. This vision is required if we want peace and not fighting on the bodily designation. For example, the clothing that we wear is not our real self. And we will not quarrel because some of us are wearing different clothing. We won't take it that that is the real person. I may be wearing saffron clothes, someone else is wearing blue clothes, but I am not saffron and you are not blue. We are all human beings beneath the clothing. And actually beneath the exterior of human body, we are also one as spirit soul. That is the real self within. And this vision is required. Someone may have a black body, a white body, a woman body, man body, American, Russian. We should recognize these things as simply outer coverings, nothing to fight over. The differences in interest that are brought about by these outer coverings should be put aside, and we should see our common cause. All people should be allowed and guided to live their lives receiving from God their own quota, without taking more than is given to them by God. They should not fight with other people on the basis of claiming land or some kind of fanatical racial or religious difference created in the mind based on material difference. This is all illusion. This is all ignorance. And Krishna conscious knowledge, if it is taken up seriously in the educational system and by the leaders, it can vanquish this ignorance. So, I won't take up any more of your time. We have a nice program of entertainment and feasting, music, play. We want you to take part in it and enjoy. But we invite you to understand the deeper significance of a Krishna conscious festival. Actually, the leaders of the country, they should become themselves self-realized persons, God-conscious persons, learning something about the Krishna consciousness, and then they can actually help us. For this nation is a great democratic nation. We should demand of our leaders that they not just promise us material goods, but that they give us spiritual guidance. I don't mean that they make a show that they belong to this religion or another, but that they actually give evidence of these principles of equal vision of all people and of the existence of God and how He is the Supreme Being. This is required of a genuine leader, and we should require it of our leaders. We hope, therefore, that today's Ratiyatra in Washington, D.C. will begin a spiritual transformation in this country and throughout the world. America should not be the leader simply in weapons and a material standard of living. But we should be the leader in God consciousness. As the country was founded on principles of God consciousness, now it should not fall away in the name of economic distress or panic over material buildup. But we should take our strength in God and then go forward to actually lead the world, not only in prosperity, which will also be guaranteed, but in leading people to their eternal spiritual nature. That is our hope in Krishna Consciousness Movement. We have many literatures available. We invite you to read them, to know what Krishna Consciousness actually is. So many things are said in misunderstanding and sometimes in malice about the Krishna Consciousness Movement. One should try to witness for himself by meeting devotees and reading our literature what we are actually about. So again, I thank you very much. And we have a nice day by Krishna's grace. So please stay with us through these musical performances and other performances of Krishna conscious culture. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.